Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Andy, we'd like to thank you. You did a great job. You're a kind man, and you motivated the Bison for a great victory over Iowa. We appreciate it very much.
Hey, Andy, thanks a lot. We loved Iowa.
You know what's bugging me, Andy? Nothing.
Thanks for the invite. You told us not to come down, but God, I'm sure glad I did.
How much did it cost the Bison Nation to not come here? I'm sure glad we paid for it.
Hey, Andy, we're going to go back to North Dakota and do some frickin' and frackin'. Chick-ching!
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Welcome to Sound Off. Those fans were fun.
They were fired up, too.
They were fired up. They had reason to be. What a great win for North Dakota State. We will hear from Andy, though he is on the road. He'll be back in studio tomorrow. Let's get right to the hot topic. 515-282-9010.
I think I know what it is.
Yeah, I think I know what it is, too. You can Sound Off live. The hot topic, you know it. Hawkeyes buffaloed by North Dakota State. The Bison had doubters like Andy and both of us.
Everyone.
And they shut us all up and stunned Iowa at Kinnick Stadium. 515-282-9010. It is time to Sound Off. North Dakota State duped us again. The University of Iowa paid the Bison $500,000 for a loss. I thought Iowa would win easily. I was dead wrong. If I did not know better, I would think the Bison and Hawks changed uniforms. The more physical team, the better conditioned team, the team pushing the other around in the fourth quarter trenches, that was NDSU, and Iowa paid for it. North Dakota State is fundamentally sound, well-coached, and fully confident. They can play with anyone. Maybe not anyone, but they've made their point here in Iowa. This isn't the end of the world for Iowa, but it is a bad loss. The Iowa team that looked flawless against Iowa State was rattled and rickety. Bad penalties, drop passes, missed blocks, tentative, conservative play. It was all there in high definition. The Hawkeyes, who pride themselves on running the football, had minus 7 yards in the second half against a team with 22 fewer scholarships and one-fifth the football budget. The same NDSU that needed overtime to beat Charleston Southern and Eastern Washington. Last regular season, Iowa went undefeated by winning all close games. Can't expect that every year. Ultimately, Iowa's season will be judged by winning the Big Ten West or not. But it will also be remembered as Iowa's first loss to an FCS team. To quote Captain Sully, everything is unprecedented until it happens for the first time. North Dakota State, for what you have to work with, you are on the most impressive run in college football. As for Iowa State, first 0-3 start since Air Force One landed in movie theaters, 1997. After the reality check of the first 2 weeks, we're grading on a curve here. This is a tear-down build-up, and the Cyclones looked better. One could see improvement, and one can see a potential win Saturday. The Cyclones host San Jose State. Thank God it's not North Dakota State.
Keith, you are not kidding. I'm sorry, Hawkeye fans. There's no way around it. It's an embarrassing loss. I don't care if North Dakota State has 50 straight FCS titles. There's no excuse for a top 15 team losing at home to an FCS school. Look, NDSU is very good, likely underrated. But the final offensive series for Iowa was an absolute train wreck with a deer in the headlights look, scared, conservative, playing not to win. Fans on social media keep reminding me, hey, North Dakota State is good. They can beat a lot of D1 teams. Yes, yes they can. But remember, there are zero players on North Dakota State's roster that Iowa offered a scholarship out of high school. Zero. You know who deserves a raise? The NDSU recruiting coordinator and strength coach. A team flooded with two-star or no-star recruits keeps proving people wrong. The Bison deserve to win that game. Kudos to them. The Hawkeyes have the motto, next man in. It's catchy, sounds cool, and makes all players seem equal. That's clearly not the case. Iowa was missing two starting offensive linemen, James Daniels and Sean Welsh. Without them, the line looked like a dam giving way to a flood. No push, no protection. 34 yards rushing, that's it? Charleston Southern rushed for 170 on the Bison. Iowa, 34. The D-line wasn't much better, looked like Swiss cheese, holes everywhere. When Iowa needed a big stop, the defense looked gassed and could not stop the run. The bullies in the Big Ten got bullied by the Bison. Now look, is this the end of the season, end of the world? No, absolutely not. The sun came up and there's still 9 games left. Iowa can still win the Big Ten West and play in the Big Ten title game. But after Saturday, those goals seem much further away.
That's what we have to say. Let's find out your thoughts. We'll get it started with Anthony in Des Moines. Anthony, the Hawkeyes, they lose to North Dakota State. What did you think?
Oh, boy. I tell you this, guys. What does Kirk Ferentz need to do to prepare themselves as we get ready for the Big Ten? And what's the latest injury report of the rest of the couple of players? I heard Arthur Wongley got hurt. And where would you rank Iowa at as the top 25 polls came out? Are they out of the polls now?
They're out of the poll that we follow, the Associated Press poll.
They're down to 30.
Yeah, they're down to 30 there. They're still 25th in the coaching poll. Akram Wadley, I guess, was okay, but, John, why doesn't he have more touches? What did he touch the ball, 4 or 5 times?
Mind-boggling. 4 carries for Akram Wadley. LaShawn Daniels is a power back, and North Dakota State stacking the middle. They kept trying to go up the middle. It wasn't working. I don't know why they didn't get Wadley in space. He had their best run of the day, and then they never went to him. I think that was a mistake on Greg Davis's part. You got to get him more involved. He's their most electric player.
Jonathan Clive also with the running game on his mind. Hard to believe the Hawks had -7 yards rushing in the second half against a Division I AA team. John, what did you think?
Yeah, it was just unbelievable. I was just wondering what you guys thought about it. Our offensive line got pushed back every play. Do you think it was a hangover from the ISU game, or do you think Kirk Ferentz took the players out for drinks after his contract extension? I think we should fire Kirk after the contract extension.
Yeah, that'd be a big buyout. They fire him now. What is it, like $50 million or something?
$50 million. There's a lot of questions there. It does not make sense. The offensive line, even having to replace a couple of people, should have been able to get push up front. But, John, the most shocking thing for me was the fourth quarter when Iowa, which prides itself on conditioning and the workout facility, mm-hmm. and, you know, Greg Doyle being Chris Doyle being an extra coordinator. They were pushed around.
They got worn down
in the trenches. They looked worn out.
Yeah, the bottom line is for the Iowa Hawkeye defensive line, they have zero depth on that defensive line. Parker Hesse came back from injury. He's not himself. Matt Nelson and Anthony Nelson get in the backfield every once in a while, as does Jaleel Johnson. But after that, there is no depth. They were worn down in the fourth quarter by an FCS school that ran all over them. And that's going to be a problem going forward for the Hawkeyes, because if they can't find some depth, other teams in the Big Ten are better than North Dakota State. They're going to run all over Iowa.
James in Des Moines, Nick in Fort Dodge. We'll get to your calls later in Sound Off. It's time for lookalikes with a local connection. Old Spice judges whether they're twins. First up, Patriots quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo looks like Norwalk's Brandon Routh, who played Superman. That's from Charlie in Des Moines. Goodness, that's good, isn't it, Old Spice?
Not a good day for Jimmy Garoppolo, though, today.
No, he got hurt. Yeah. Man, he was playing great at the time. Wyatt says ADM quarterback Sam McCartney resembles Iowa quarterback C.J. Beathard. Old Spice. When Sound Off returns, Andy checks in from the road. Follow us on Twitter, at SoundOff13. Chaz writes, pretty sure now we see who should have called off the game. Iowa football is an embarrassment. Colin called it, you stink.
Referring to Colin Cowherd.
Got it.
Scott writes, bottom line is Iowa got outplayed by the Bison. I just threw up a little. No excuses, both teams lined up, NDSU wanted it more.
Sure looked that way. Caleb writes, Andy fails, how you like the Bison now? Beat number 13 team in real football on the road. We got room in ND for a few Iowa peeps. Well, there you go. Andy went to a reunion in Wisconsin this weekend, so he's not really here to defend himself, though that would not be easy at this point.
Andy did send a video from the road, and he'll have something new from the studio within 48 hours.
That audio is not understandable. Sorry about that.
Well,
we could hear it in the edit bay. It was good.
Well, it was, but maybe that's a sign of what's to come.
Up next, your live phone calls right here on Sound Off. Like us on Facebook, Hawkeye fan Tim says, I've been a season ticket holder since 2009 and have never seen them play that bad. Worst loss for Kirk ever. Bottom line is they still control their own destiny, but if they play like that again, we will have many more losses to come.
I remember some losses in the first 2 years of Kirk that were pretty bad. But Kevin writes, from coaching down to player execution, they simply were out-coached, played. However, you can look back over the Ferentz years and pick out multiple games where the Hawkeyes laid an egg against an opponent they should have beat. Disappointed? Yes. Surprised? Not really.
Matthew commenting on the Cyclones. If you have two quarterbacks, then you have no quarterbacks. Make a decision and make it quick. Who's in your five? Five biggest celebrities from North Dakota.
Oh,
at number five, Mike Michaelman.
Okay. I don't know him.
Yeah, number four, these are the biggest celebrities from North Dakota.
Okay.
Number four, Amanda Johnson Jenkins.
AJJ.
Okay. Yep. Number three, Skip Roper. These are the five biggest. Jeez, I didn't know he looked like that.
Calf Roper? Is Cowboy?
No, it's his last name. Number three, Claire Annette Reed. And the biggest celebrity in North Dakota.
Wait, who's this?
John Michael Turnman. Where is that picture from, Mike? John Michael Turnman, he sang the anthem at the Iowa Speedway once.
I haven't heard. All right.
I wish I had researched some of those celebrities first.
I didn't know what many
of them look like.
I haven't been to the Speedway in a while, so I missed that anthem from Turnman. All right. Oh, man.
Oh, James in Des Moines. James, go ahead.
All right. You know, the thing about the game is that it's probably a good wake-up call for our boys, because every time that you turn around and we get the big hit, then you have to be chastised. And once you get chastised, then you get better. So let's just put it off as a learning experience. Okay, I think that you're going to get yourselves together, going to regroup, especially after they beat down Iowa State so bad. Probably went out, they had a little too many. Now they can get back into focus.
I'll tell you the keys right now. If they can get back to dominating the trenches and find another weapon at wide receiver, this team can still win a lot of games.
Boy, they had some drop passes.
Yeah, they need someone besides Vandenberg and Kittle.
That holding call on Kittle was a 14-point swing, potential 14-point swing, too. Nick is in Fort Dodge. Nick, next game against Rutgers. Isn't that just what Iowa needs? I mean, that's a bounce-back game if there ever was one there. Rutgers is terrible.
Well, I'm kind of on the other end of the spectrum there. I'm probably the only Rutgers fan you'll find in Iowa.
Uh-oh.
Okay, all right, good, good for you.
Hawks in for a battle this weekend?
Well, I'm hoping so. You know, we've had a lot of tough games this year. Started off with Washington and kind of played some cupcake teams now. But I think if Iowa plays like they did this weekend, it's going to be another episode of What's Bugging Andy, Part 2 Iowa Meltdown.
There's no denying that. If they play like they did this weekend and don't show up, they will get beat again.
I think the most surprising thing, though, John, is just that stunned. You could see the stunned look come over their face like they couldn't believe that they were being pushed around by this team.
The thing that I was most surprised about, when North Dakota State missed that two-point conversion, Iowa needed like one first down. Big Ten team needed 10 yards to salt the game away, and they went backwards like 9 yards. They were scared and afraid to make the big play, and that you can't do that if you're a Big Ten program.
Mark is in West Des Moines with a thought on the Cyclones, who fall to 0-3, but I thought did look a little bit better. But as I said, Mark, we're grading on a curve here.
Yes, we are grading on a curve. First off, I want to say I want to give a big shout out to your production team who left the line open so I could hear what one of the team. Fantastic conversation about this. I think they have talent. They're getting there. I think in the old Iowa that plays poor early in the season and gets better as it goes on, I would say they can get better. They're going to win a few games. I think they're going to surprise the folks. I think they're going to have a big success.
Well, they got a big opportunity this weekend.
It's baby steps right now, and they did play better. They need to win over San Jose State.
They sure do, and they can win that game. They're favored in that game. Central is back in the top 25 and showing off a new statue. John and I face off coming up next here on Sound Off. The number is 282-9010, and there's a look at legendary coach Ron Skipper. You can email the show, soundoff at whotv.com. Maybe the Hawks should spend more time in their multi-million-dollar weight facility. They were absolutely dominated on the line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively. Inexcusable, Tim in Des Moines.
Iowa has just thrown away any shot of repeating last year's special season. Even if they fix all their problems and go 11-1, this season has a giant stain on it by losing to an FCS school. Disappointed in Urbandale. That is from Scott.
Welcome back, Kirk 1.0. Oh, how we've missed you. I love it when Iowa gets up 7 and takes their foot off the gas as it was there to start. Oh, Gary Barta, you have outdone yourself again. That's from Casey. Wow.
Heated topics tonight. Keith, time to ramble about some more topics. We call it face-off. Clark High School out of Osceola found itself in hot water this week when the school released this girl's basketball poster. All the girls dressed in Native American tribal outfits. Many Native Americans found it offensive and culturally incorrect. School reps say they were going for a prideful demonstration of the school embracing its heritage. Should they have gone for something different?
Yes. I'm certain the kids meant no offense, but the most puzzling part is how this got by several adults. It's 2016. Even if they personally thought this was fine, how could they not know certain backlash?
No idea. One loss and we were flooded with Kirk Ferentz contract extension emails. Not surprising.
Now, Kirk Ferentz has had some bad losses at Iowa, and North Dakota State joins that list, but he's had far more good wins than bad losses. You have to think big picture.
The Matt Campbell rebuild is off to a negative start, 0-3. What's positive?
Well, Campbell isn't hiding. He's candid, and he's still suspending starters for breaking team rules. That's a big picture positive. Good for him.
Central unveiled a statue of the late Ron Skipper. Very cool moment in Pella. Really meant a lot to the Dutch.
Skipper's an example of how one coach can impact hundreds of lives in a positive way. He is beloved in Dutch country.
And you called it. NFL hires Lady Gaga for halftime of the Super Bowl. She's the second choice after Adele. I'm not Gaga for Gaga, but she can put on a show.
Yeah, she's a better choice than Adele. Gaga is theatrical, colorful, and much more up-tempo. She'll do fine.
I liked her anthem.
She did well. Over, under. Overrated, as it turns out. Iowa football. Yeah,
that's a guarantee.
Yeah, I got carried away. I just thought
underrated. Well, Bison football.
Yeah.
Bison football. All these guys do is win.
That is all they do, and they keep doing it. Brad in Des Moines, as we have 60. Oh, I'm sorry. Just a tiny ref.
Shut your pie hole. 1 minute left now. Here we go.
All right, Brad, go ahead. We have 1 minute to go. Brad?
What's up, Brad?
Let's try Mike in Des Moines. Hi, Mike.
I am so sick of the Hawkeye Nation on our hate. I mean, 2 years ago, we wanted Ferentz fired, but yes, we lost to the number one, number two team in the country of FCS or whatnot, but I still think of all the top dogs dropping. We're still going the national title. We're going to roll all over Ohio State.
You have Iowa playing Ohio State in the national title game?
I don't know if that's possible. They can meet in the Big Ten title game.
Phillip is in Urbandale. Phillip.
We can all dream.
Yeah, go Cardinals. I know the Cubs clinched this week, but the Cardinals can do it in the playoffs.
I think they're one game back of the Giants, I believe, for that second and last playoff spot.
Yeah, it's
in the
not
NL.
Over yet.
They're not over. 12 games left, 13.
That'll do it for us. We're back next week, too. We hope you are, too. Wait, here's,
whoa.
Here's Andy, an updated
He checked
photo.
In from the road.
Yes, he has reached North Dakota. He did, in fact, go. I had trouble playing that video, but he is in North Dakota.
There he is. He's stranded. But we leave you with the sound-off, send-off. Bison fans celebrating their biggest win ever.
Andy, thank you. You just keep, really, keep doing what you do because you are a rock star. Power to NDSU. Go Bison.
Hey! Woo!